You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we're back with another episode of Sherpa Shorts, a trip through the alphabet, 26 straight days.
Unbelievable. My name is Matthew McCabe.
I'm Steve Anderson.
And we have had a blast on our trip through the alphabet. We're closing in.
This is day 22.
22.
22 in a row, dude.
I believe there's 26 letters in the alphabet, so we are close.
Are we using the English alphabet?
I thought so. I mean, I thought that was an assumption. We probably should have clarified that.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, if you've enjoyed the shorts, would you mind going to Facebook and liking our page, Youth Ministry Sherpas? You can check us out on our website, youthministrysherpas.com.
Yeah, give us a review on iTunes. That would also help us out. We'd love to just keep broadening our audience because we're having a blast and we hope it's helpful.
We hope so. So we're up to day 22, and Matthew McCabe, it is your turn again to choose a word for this letter. So what is your word for?
The letter V.
V for vendetta. No.
I thought you were going to say vasectomy.
Vasectomy, that'd be great. No. My word for the letter V is vagabundulo.
What?
Vagabundulo. It's a real word. I looked it up. In fact, I Googled words that start with V, and there's this website called Mental Floss, and it's 40 V words you should know. So anyway.
I don't think I should know this V word.
Vagabundulo.
It sounds like, I don't know, is this like an Italian bagel?
What is it? A prank or a unscrupulous trick designed to deceive people.
I think this word is a, what is it?
Vagabundulo.
This word is that.
Yeah. So my question to you is, what are some times that you have pranked or tricked your students or done something fun? Or what are things your students have done to you on the prank side of the equation?
Okay.
So we'd share some fun stories.
The many memories.
I have a file in my drawer, in my office that we're sitting in right now, called the Coolio Brothers file.
And what is the Coolio Brothers
file? So when I started here at the church, I got the students together. The first time I got the students together, and I handed out student information cards. Tell me who you are, you know, all the information.
Okay.
And then I collected all those cards. I made a spreadsheet up because the ministry was sort of in tatters at that point in time. We were trying to kind of pull it back together. I got all my leaders together, and I said, all right, I need you guys to tell me about these kids. So I'm going through the list. All right, da-da-da-da. And I get to the, all right, Michael and Jordan Coolio. and the leaders are all kind of looking around like, Johnny Coolio. And then all of a sudden, these two women sort of go, these eyes roll in the back of their head. Well, it's their kids.
Right.
That are just friends, and they just...
They're messing with you.
They're messing with me. They made it up. Real. So from that day on, they became the Coolio Brothers.
Ah, I see the sign. Nice.
There's a sign right there. I'll post a picture of that later.
All right.
And these two students, the most creative students ever, spent the next 6 years just absolutely messing with my life in every
possible awesome.
Way.
Was it ever destructive?
Yes. Now and again, it got out of. They used to break into my office through the drop ceiling. They used to get into the room next to my office.
Little Mission Impossible?
Yeah, absolutely. One night after student ministry, they sort of disappeared for a little while. And I was like, I don't know where they are. And then I went, so at the end of the night, I go back to my office. They had gone into that room, which was the youth storage room. And they had broken in through the tiles, which, by the way, messed with the whole drop ceiling. But they got into my office, and they put the fog machine in my office. So I go back to my office, I open my door, and it's just like smoke from floor to ceiling. This I couldn't see anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is very excellent.
They were actually very
creative.
Impressive. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I've had my house toilet papered.
Yeah, sure.
Forked. All those kinds of things.
All those good things.
Yeah. A long time ago, we had some students one time who showed up at our house and ding-dong ditched us. But in the meantime, they dumped flour all over my sidewalk.
Flour?
Flour.
Why?
Well, that's the question I had. So I wasn't very smart. This is what I did. I went out with a hose, and I tried to hose the flour off the sidewalk. I created dough. I created dough on my – I had a sidewalk made of dough.
Wow,
and it gets worse because if you let dough sit out in the sun and the elements for a week, couple of weeks, it begins to get smelly and maggoty and moldy, and it like reeked. It was in front of my front door.
That's terrible.
I had a bad loaf of mold growing in front of my front door for 3 weeks because these kids decided to dump flour in front of my house. Wow. Who thinks of that?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
The Coolio brothers once found online this thing called an Annoyatron. It's a little device that emits a very soft but audible beep at completely random intervals, sometimes spaced out by days. And they taped it underneath my desk. And the longer it's there, the sooner the intervals become. And so initially it might beep once a week.
Wow, but then this is a real
down
thing.
The road, oh, yeah, it's a real thing. You Google it. Annoyatron.
Oh, I'm getting one
of
these.
Weeks down the road, it would go, you know, twice a week and then a couple times a day.
This is Dwight Schrute's nightmare.
Absolutely. This is totally a Jim and Dwight thing. Absolutely. And then finally one day I was like, what is happening? And I'm looking around. I crawl under my desk and sure enough, here's tape with a note that says, from the Coolio brother.
Where are the Coolio brothers today?
They one of them works for the State Department,
of
and
course.
One of them is in the Navy.
I guess one of them is in prison.
I actually have in my office, and I don't know how we can share this, but it is a cardboard exact replica of my office.
Oh my gosh!
That they made, even complete with a printer made of cardboard that is printing a picture of the Coolio brothers.
That is fantastic.
I will somehow.
There's another picture of the Coolio brothers.
I will somehow take a picture of this. But this is actually an exact two-scale replica of my office.
Wow.
Not the current one, but my old office.
These guys are epic.
These guys have, they're unbelievable.
Wow.
And I never fully got them back for anything. I've done a few things to them.
Okay.
But nothing, you know, story worthy. I tried once. I was going to, and then I realized I was going too far over the line. We were in Peru, and I was going to sweet talk a border agent.
Like
detaining them.
Oh.
Like saying there was a problem with their passport on the way home and stuff.
Oh.
And I talked to another leader, and they said, probably a little too far over
those
the line.
Those guys don't have a big sense of humor.
I kind of regret not doing it, because it really would have been great.
Wow. I had a student this year at our winter retreat. We were in this this lodge, and every room had a couple really cheesy pieces of art, you know, prints like a camp would have on their wall. He went around, he collected all of the prints in the entire building. He took them into his room and made an art gallery in his room.
That's awesome.
And plants. He brought all the plants from the building. So he filled his room with the plants and the art and basically created like a, what's the word, arborarium?
Arboretum.
Arboretum? He created an arboretum room. I felt like I was at the National Gallery of Art.
That's actually pretty impressive. I mean, you've got to give the guy credit for
I give
that.
Him a lot of credit.
That's a lot of effort.
It's
right
very
there.
Creative, yeah.
For sure.
We pranked one of our youth leaders one time. We were having a youth leader meeting, and it was his birthday, so he didn't come. He was at home, and we called him up. First, we ended the leader meeting early. We went to Walmart. We bought a whole grocery cart full of toilet paper. Then we called him up on the phone as a group and wished him a happy birthday while we were driving to his house.
Oh.
Yeah.
So a cartload of toilet paper.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we pull up to his house. It wasn't even late. It was like 9 o'clock. And we look in the window, and he's in there. And he's on the phone talking to us. And as soon as we got off the phone, we proceeded to just decorate his yard in glorious style. And he didn't know us till the next day.
Oh, you didn't know?
No, he didn't even know till the next day. It was Joel Stafford. You know Joel.
Oh, I know Joel.
Yeah,
awesome.
It was a great prank.
What would have been better is if you would have kept somebody on the phone with him
yeah.
the whole time.
That would have been great.
While you were TPing.
That would have been great.
Of course, we think about this after the fact,
of
right?
Of course. Yeah. The Coolio brothers would have thought of it. The
Coolio brothers, yeah, absolutely. I had a student once that then, you know, again, one of the Coolio brothers, who I convinced, and their parents were always in on it. They thought that was hilarious stuff. And I still every now and again get tagged in a picture when they're back in town and they're together. Then I'll get tagged in a picture that the Coolio brothers are up to something. You know, this is like 8-9 years later. But I did at one point in time go over to one of their homes at 4 o'clock in the morning,
uh-huh.
and I just sat in a chair in their room next to their bed.
No.
Just sort of like staring at them, waiting for them to wake up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and then when they woke up, it was quite frightening because I was just sitting there watching them sleep. It was awesome.
This is fantastic.
Yep, yep. And I did a few things to their, you know, every now and again I'd be at their house and they'd be gone and I'd get permission from their parents to go in their room and I'd, you know, put sand in their pillowcase and rocks in their bed or whatever, you know, just again.
Oh, you guys have ratcheted this up.
Oh yeah, I'm impressed. This was a 10-year long, you know, wow. Deal. Absolutely.
Have you ever been falsely accused of a prank?
I don't. No, I'm usually actually responsible when it happens. I don't know. Have you been falsely accused?
I have. Our senior pastor a couple years ago woke up one day to find about, I don't know, 75 pumpkins in his yard. After Halloween, someone went around and collected all the pumpkins from the neighborhood
Put
them all in Guy's yard. And he woke up and found them all there. And to this day, he and his wife are convinced it was me. But he lives like a half hour from me.
That's too much work.
I'm too old to be out at midnight collecting pumpkins. It was not me.
Wow.
I swear in a Bible, it was not me.
Has everybody ever fessed up to it?
Oh, I know who it was. It just wasn't me.
Oh. Have you ever shared that information?
I will never share that information. That is top secret.
Got it.
Yes.
So, vagabundug.
Hey, if you bring a word, you got to be able to pronounce the word.
Hold on. No, I know this. I wrote it down. I actually listened to a YouTube video on how to say it.
Can it speak it?
No, it can't. I don't have it up right now. Vagabundulo.
Vagabundulo?
A prank or unscrupulous trick designed to deceive someone. So, maybe you have some fun stories from your ministry.
Vagabundulo. I'm looking for it right now.
No, don't even tell me you can't find it, because I know it's a word. I looked it up on the internet.
How do you spell it?
It was on the internet. It must be true. It's V-A-G-A-B-U-N-D-U-L-O. Vagabundulo. Are you trying to get the pronunciation?
Yeah. It's Spanish.
Vagabundulo.
Vagabundulo. That's a great word.
Absolutely. I had a good time.
You were just jealous because I pulled out Quixotic.
Yes. I'm trying to match Quixotic, so... Absolutely.
Well, you got X eventually, too, so I'm anxious to hear what you have for that.
Yeah, that took a little research, but I got a word. I'm ready.
All right.
When it comes time to record that episode.
But we're not there yet.
We're not. So hopefully you have had some fun with your students, with your student ministry. Hopefully you've had a chance to mess with them. I'm sure they've messed with you.
Yeah.
Toilet paper, forking, you know, little Dixie cups of water all over your office. That happened to me once.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Flour.
Pizza dough, yeah. In your front yard.
Yeah, be aware of the maggots that come with flour if you leave it outside in your front yard.
Use a broom, not a hose.
Absolutely. So.
Hey, well, thanks for listening again to Sherpa Shorts. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode.
Sherpa's out.